Good morning, everyone. It's a wonderful, wacky Wednesday today. And we're going to continue to read from Psalm 84, reading it today from today's English version, or the TEV. In the last 2 days, we concentrated on verses 1 to 4. Today, we're going to focus on verses 5 to 8. We're going to see how our strength is God's presence in our life. Reading from verse 1. How I love your temple, Lord Almighty. How I want to be there. I long to be in the Lord's temple. With my whole being, I sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrows have built a nest, and the swallows have their own home. They keep their young near your altars, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. How happy are those who live in your temple, always singing praise to you. How happy are those whose strength comes from you, who are eager to make the pilgrimage to Mount Zion. As they pass through the dry valley of Baca, it becomes a place of springs. The autumn rain fills it with pools. They grow stronger as they go. They will see the God of gods on Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen, O God of Jacob. Bless our King, O God, the King you have chosen. One day spent in your temple is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather stand at the gate of the house of my God than live in the homes of the wicked. The Lord is our protector and glorious King, blessing us with kindness and honor. He does not refuse any good thing to those who do what is right. Lord Almighty, how happy are those who trust you. Now, so far in the psalm, we've recognized that a longing for the Lord brings blessing, and how God's grace does not allow our past to impact how we can serve him today. Today we consider how, when life seems impossible, when the problems and the stress appear to be so huge that we cannot see past them, and we're feeling at our lowest, at this point, relying completely on God brings us strength to continue. And we'll see this in the rest of this morning's devotion. This psalm was written when the author could not attend one of the three important feasts that all the Israelites had to attend each year. And in verse 5, we read of a pilgrimage to Mount Zion, which of course refers to the journey to Jerusalem to meet in the temple that the psalmist was required to make. It was very interesting to see his attitude here. It was very important because despite being physically unable to be present in Jerusalem, and there are no reasons given why he couldn't do that journey, his heart was still set on making the journey. In fact, in today's terminology, he would have sat with a GPS and plotted out the points to get there and drawn it out on the map so he knew exactly which turns to take when. He was still planning on making the journey. His love for God and the people of God helped him not to be so focused on his own issues. You know, oh, woe is me, I can't get there. But instead he made the correct choice. The choice to rely solely on God, to plan as if he was going. And so consequently, he was strengthened by God to face the reality of what was happening at that time. The reality of the future of what was coming. Verse 6 speaks of the dry valley of Baca. This valley is named after the balsam tree, and the sap oozes from the balsam tree like tears. In the dry valley of Baka is therefore a name for any difficult and painful period in life, especially when everything appears hopeless and we are in a pit of despair because we see no end in sight. Now Psalm 23 reminds us that we walk through the darkest valley and God protects and comforts or strengthens us. As people of God, therefore, we are to move through the valley of difficulties and pain and despair in our life, not remain trapped in that situation. And the first step is realizing that God is with us as we continue to journey through the ordeal. And this strengthens us and makes us aware of God's loving presence, who encourages us to continue. The blessing of God's presence with us enables us to be a blessing to others who are also going through similar experiences. Because while it's a wonderful experience to be blessed by God, it's an even greater experience to be a blessing to others. And we are given experiences so we can be a blessing to others. And this is just shown in simple acts of love and serving, and it brings joy to those, especially when they are going through personal painful experience times. Whether it's a phone call or praying together over the phone, or it's a food drop-off, whatever it is, they're all encouraging actions that we can take to be a blessing to others. Now God promises that all his people, you and me included, already have the strength to face every possible valley of darkness and despair that life could bring our way. Hear these words from the Old Testament and the New Testament. God's promises have not changed. I want to read from Isaiah 40, verse 28. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He created all the world. He never grows tired or weary. No one understands his thoughts. He strengthens those who are weak and tired. Even those who are young grow weak. Young people can fall exhausted. But those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not grow weak. And then in Philippians chapter 4, I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. Thank you, Lord, that when we choose you to be our strength, you bless us. Amen.